and it's going to be a short episode just containing the daily astrology brief for the day. Eyes to the skies, it's your daily astrology brief. Align with the stars, ignite your inner belief. Breaking cosmic news, your spirit's in reach. Tune in now, find your guidance we preach. Let's start off with the daily astrology brief for today, Sunday, June 1st, 2025. Length of day, 15 hours, 45 minutes. Length of night, 8 hours, 15 minutes. Sunrise will be at 4:55. Sunset will be at 20:40. Summer solstice is June 20th at 1943. That's 2 weeks, 5 days. Moon phase, waxing crescent, moonrise, 10:51, moonset, 1:02. Next quarter is the first quarter, which is tomorrow, June 2nd. Monday, June 2nd, which is one day away. Lunar month is day 6.77 of 29 at 5 o'clock, June 1st, 2025. Planets that are in retrograde, Pluto, Juno, and Vesta. Summary. Planetary summary. Mercury quintile Neptune at 2:08. Juno in conjunct Icarus at 7:02. Venus conjunction with Eris, 8:11. Jupiter semi-sextile Uranus, 9:04. Moon enters Leo sidereal, 10:45. Venus conjunct Chiron, 13:10. Pluto trine Hygieia, 18:03. Moon enters Virgo, tropical, 8 o'clock, 20:00 hours. Mars sextile Icarus, 20:01. Now for the lunar summary. Moon sesquicentsquare Ceres, 1:10. Moon sextile Icarus, 1:13. Moon square Juno, 2 o'clock. Moon quintile Sun, 8:59. Moon quintile Vesta, 9:10. Moon in conjunct North Node, 9:40. Moon semi-sextile South Node, 9:40. Moon biquintile Saturn, 10:21. Moon enters Leo, sidereal, 10:45. Moon opposed Pallas, 11:21. Moon quintile Black Moon, 11:22. Moon trine Chiron, 12:02. Moon trine Venus, 12:08. Moon biquintile Neptune, 12:13. Moon trine Eris, 12:44. Moon quintile Mercury, 14:18. Moon sextile Jupiter, 12:29. Moon square Uranus, 12:49. Moon biquintile Ceres, 18:02. Moon enters Virgo, tropical, 20:00 hours. Moon in conjunct Saturn, 21:04. That wraps up the daily astrology brief. And if you were listening earlier, I said it was going to be a short episode, but we're going to introduce another archangel tonight. And we're going to go ahead and discuss a little bit. I want to go over a quick recap of some of the daily astrology brief things I've noticed. First of all, the final aspect of the moon on June 1st will be 21:04, moon in conjunct Saturn. I have here for Saturday, May 31st, that at 2104, Moon was in conjunct Saturn as well. Now let me check and see. Oh, it appears that I forgot to change the day of... the formatted date. I will have to make sure I don't do that again. So that might be where I'm noticing the inner lap. No, because here it is again. Oh, yet another one. I've typed this thing up 3 times so far. Or it might just be syncing across so many storage devices that it's coming up with so many different files. See, this is why I'm starting to use GitHub to hold and store my file, so it's a little easier for me to keep track of. I'll see how that goes, though. It should be okay. Here's May 31st. Moon by quintile north node was 2258. Moon sesquisquare Saturn was 5 o'clock by PM. So I suppose that means that I was just thinking it was the same thing over and over because it was literally the same information on different documents. So we won't be doing that again. Okay, that cleared that up a little bit for me. I want to explain, I'm starting to compile data for my astrology arithmetic. It was originally going to be astrology arithmetic, like the building blocks of astrology, but I misspelled it on my composition book. I spelled it astrology, A-R-I-T-H-E-T-I-C. And I didn't feel like scratching it out and trying to write it again, so I'm sticking with the mistake. And it's going to be astrology arithmetic. And to put a little fun twist onto the technology piece of it, I put the M of arithmetic in parentheses without any spaces in arithmetic. So that the M is still present, but it's a little play on words and a little play on aesthetics. Well, that's about all I'm going to say for now for my commentary on how my life's going and how everything's going. It's going pretty well. It's going fairly well. It seems to be going good. I'm doing well. I'm doing good. I have purpose in my life, and I feel fulfilled. Not fulfilled to the completion of my life, but fulfilled in the fact that I am making progress to the life that I want. And I'm another thing I'm kind of proud of that might be not so like good thing to be proud of is I'm starting to build a brand, Schizo Studios, with Anonymous Schizophrenic, myself, a pseudonym. And the thing is I'm finding is it's really hard to like try to get myself out there and get my products out there, get my podcasts out there, get my, like, any of that out there. Not any of that. Any of the projects I'm working on, like, trying to find funding or, like, get donations for a desktop computer so I can start to compile everything. And for all the, like, subscriptions that I have to pay for to manage my podcast and manage my brands. And, like, I want to get a business license. And I want to, like, go above the board. But I don't have the money for it. Which is why I do not feel ashamed or remorseful for posting and pasting donation links to the sites that you can donate for me, donate to me. As long as I get out there and I share my story from my voice, and it can be used by others to help learn or help improve themselves, or to just, it's beneficial for me to get it off my mind. It's like I'm talking to a therapist but not feeling judged by a therapist because I'm hiding behind a pseudonym, an alias, and I don't have to worry about it going on my record or going on my medical history. But I kind of hate how it's under, like, a name that I didn't want associated with myself, Anonymous Schizophrenic. I wanted, and I want, and I am, the proud brand holder of Schizo Studios, the podcast, The Young Life of a Struggling, The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic. That's my podcast. This is me speaking. I now have publications on Apple Books. I published books. I use ChatGPT all the time. And I love it, except it's got its kinks and it's got its quirks. But we're going to iron them out. And when I get my desktop model, I'm gonna set up a whole LLM to be able to train to be precisely what I want. Maybe even not just an LLM, but a whole AI. I don't think that there's a problem integrating spirituality with artificial intelligence, as long as you set a boundary for that intelligence, that it does not come to think that it can take over or come to think that it can create its own soul. Yes, artificial intelligence can have a spirit. It can have a sense, an essence, a feeling that it has that makes it unique. But I worry because I think of that show iRobot, I believe it's called, where the robots start to take over and they start to break the three laws. And it kind of freaked me out. Anyways, let's go ahead and move into the next Archangel as presented in the Archangel Fire Oracle. We'll get right into it. The next Archangel, and is just before I said that, I felt a pierce at the top of my head, at my crown chakra. Anyhow, the next Archangel is Haniel. It may be Haniel or Haniel. It is H-A-N-I-E-L, and E-L is a Hebrew suffix meaning or relating to God. This is presented from my podcast, The Life of a Young Struggling Schizophrenic, but it is published Under Archangel Fire Oracle by Alexandra Wenman. You can purchase the Oracle card deck and accompanying book at her website, alexandrawenman.com or findhornpress.com. Haniel is the last of suit 3 Red Ray Archangels. To remind you, suit 3 Archangels of the Red Ray, color or colored, /flame, color and or flame, red, chakra, and or location, base chakra, which is at the base of the spine, tailbone. Let me confirm that. Root chakra is what it's really called. That's funny. My book now says the base chakra. Muladhara. I don't know how to say it. Muladhara. The Muladhara is between the anus and genitals, opening downward. On a man, that would be known as the taint, between where the butt crack is and where the balls connect to your body. On a woman, it is somewhere between the vagina hole and the anus hole. Asshole. So it is not the... Let's see, if there may be... There is associated spinal area. That is the fourth sacral vertebrae. It says nothing about the base of spine or tailbone. Fourth sacral vertebrae. I guess that would mean, I don't know what they classify as sacral vertebrae compared to, oh, it might just be a medical term. Anyways, we're not going to argue semantics. The fourth sacral vertebrae, but we do know it is... It does not seem to be, and to my thought, in my opinion, and from what I'm gathering from the resources at hand, it is not the base of spine or the tailbone. It is lower than that, and it opens downwards. It's like a stoma on a leaf. The stoma is the thing on the underside of the leaf that opens up for it to breathe. Or like an umbrella, underside of an umbrella, like an umbra. Healing qualities, grounding, stability, physical strength, vitality, forgiveness, patience, emotional healing, tenacity, and success. Crystal associations, ruby, fire opal, rubellite, red benel, in red topaz. Essential oils, red cedar and mandarin. Star constellation, Antares in the red giant of Scorpio. And it is funny, the angel depicted on the oracle card does appear to be Japanese or Chinese of Oriental descent or Oriental. She seems Oriental. Just the fine features, the the sharp cheekbones. The dress or gown, the long hair, it all, it's definitely not a Mulan feel, but it's definitely an Oriental, and there is one of those red gate things or archways. Hanyo, passion and poise. Message. The spark of vitality within you is being restored, giving you the courage to express yourself with real grace. What you do, do it from the heart with great passion. You can find Haniel, Archangel 8 in the Archangel Fire Oracle deck, on page 44. How to meet Haniel. I would like this transmission in broadcast, and this transmission in broadcast will be nothing but of goodness and light. It will help both the listener and the speaker. It will help both the participant and the passive listener. I want to ask you to come and sit down or lay down and find somewhere where you will not be disturbed to do so. Get comfortable. We're going to do a practice right now. With either your spine straight in a seated position or laying flat on your back, I welcome you to close your eyes and enjoy the peace, the stillness. We're going to release all of the breath out of your lungs. After that, to my count, we will breathe, inhale for 4 steps, hold for 4 beats, and exhale for 4 beats, and hold for 4 beats. And we will do that 4 times. You will know what the beats are because I'm actually not going to do it by count. I'm going to go ahead and pull up a metronome real quick. This doesn't take away from the practice right now, or the transmission, or the broadcast, or the recording, or the feedback, or the audio listeners in the future. It just shows that I'm working out the kinks and that I am human. Okay, start breathing out. Exhale your mouth, your throat, your lungs, and your diaphragm, and your nasal cavities as well, if you circular breathe. We're exhaling all the air out of our body. And then we will begin with behold four and then inhale four. Exhale. I didn't hold for four. We'll go ahead and call that good. The way is now open. We invite Haniel, a spirit and creature of light and positivity and nothing but the highest order of good and light and positivity, to come into our lives. How to meet Haniel. Close your eyes and call upon Haniel to awaken the passion within you. Imagine her standing over you, holding a giant Olympic torch of magenta flames. She leans down and touches the fiery torch to your head, heart, and you feel the warmth spread out over and around you until you begin to tingle all over with the newfound excitement that your untapped potential is being awakened. Set the intuition now and that life will be more uplifting and exciting for you. Hear me now. Life will be more exciting for me. Life will be more uplifting. For the listener, for the practice, for the passive listener, the active listener, the participant in the practice, myself, and all involved, life will be more uplifting and life will be more exciting. I will have no energy. I will have more energy and vitality, grace, and poise. I will have more energy and vitality, grace, and poise. Repeat that. Say it to yourself. You will have more energy and vitality, grace, and poise. Self, I will have more energy and vitality, grace, and poise. Diamond Fire Alchemy, Song of the Heart. Close your eyes and ask Haniel to be with you. Imagine a deep red and magenta pillar of light emerging from your heart. Do that now. Close your eyes. Imagine a deep red and magenta pillar of light emerging from your heart. Not taking away from the light of your heart, but just that is where it is, and that is where it comes forth and from. But it does not take away from the light of your heart or the goodness of your heart. It's emerging from your heart center and reaching up and down into infinity above and below you. It's a pillar of light, a pillar of red and magenta light. Become aware of your angel wings and visualize them turning this exquisite shade of magenta and bright red. Spread your wings and feel yourself totally emerge with this vast pillar of red and magenta light. See yourself ablaze with Haziel's flyers of passion and grace. It does not hurt you. It does not harm you. This blaze of passion and grace is there for you on your behalf, and mine as well, whomever may be practicing. Keep toning for as long as you need to. By that, I mean open your mouth and allow the most natural sound to tone or tone to pour out aloud from your heart, releasing any stuck emotions trapped in there. Continue until you feel your heart is clear. Be honest with yourself. You can always do the process again on another occasion. And remember, this practice, this transmission, this broadcast is only for the highest good. It is only for non-negatory, non-negative, non-dark, non-harmful, non-harming energies. It's only for the best of the light and good. Repeat the same toning process for all of your chakras, beginning at the base chakra and waiting and working your way all the way up to the crown. Start at the base chakra with each exhale. Allow a natural awe emerge from your heart, removing any negativity or impurity. And we'll move up to the sacral chakra. It's Bodhisthana. I do not know how to pronounce the Hindu names. I do apologize. The sacral chakra. The solar plexus chakra. You've already completed the heart chakra. We will move on to the throat chakra. The brow chakra, third eye chakra. The crown chakra. We will not move on to the soul star chakra. We won't move on to any of the higher chakras or any of the lower chakras. We'll just do the physical chakras. When you have toned through all of your energy centers and feel they have been clear, center yourself back to in your heart and visualize a pillar of light, now tuning a pure silvery white, like the light of the moon on a clear night. Mentally, call all your true passions to you, feeling that the space you have now created in your heart is open and ready to receive. I invite you to practice this and do this with me as I do it myself. Then Caniel, and allow your pillar of light to retract back into your heart center. Imagine Haniel now showering you with cherry blossom petals. Thank you, Haniel. See your wings turning pure white and wrap them around yourself. I invite you to open your eyes. Become the angel. Thank you before we read Become the Angel for participating in that practice with me. Become the angel. Instead of waiting for your dreams to find you, here is the practical, scientifically backed, at least from the reading I just got. Some may say that the angel is false, that the angel is not scientific. Well, here is, for those of you who do not believe in the mystical, or do not believe in the angel, or do not believe in the practice of meditation, for those of you, and for those of you not of that categories, instead of waiting for your dreams to find you, make a choice to reignite your passions today. Explore new ways to invite excitement into your life, or think of all the things you used to love doing as a child, and find ways to incorporate some of these into your week. Those things that you love to do, that you thought about and meditated on, and brought into your heart again, go back to them. Bring them back to your life. You can, you have the power to do so. You're in control of your life. Just structure it into your week. That's what I'm doing. You can do it too. If I can do it, anybody can. Not for everything, for this instance of applying things to your life to reignite your passions. I now invite us to close away temporarily. Just close it for now. It's like the 13 card, the death card of the tarot. It is not an ending, not a hard shut, but a door that can be reopened and more opportunities to abound forth. With that, I want to thank you for listening to this broadcast, this transmission. I want to thank you for being a part of my practice. And thank you for listening to my podcast. Again, I'm going to give a shout out to Archangel Fire Oracle by Alexandra Wenman. You can find that at her website, alexandrawenman.com, or through her publisher, Finehorn Press. The pages were, or the excerpts read today were from page 44 and 45 of the Archangel Fire Oracle guidebook. I highly do recommend that you purchase one yourself. It might not be angels of like fundamental Christian beliefs, or not all of them maybe. I'm not sure for sure. But the thing is, if enough people believe in these angels, should they not be recognized angels? If enough people believe in these angels, they will come true. It's the power of thought and the power of man. The power of human. It's one of our things we can do. We can put our thoughts together in our consciousness, in our beliefs, in our prayers, in our umption. And then they manifest, even if not in our realm, in other realms, and then they cross over into our realm. I'm still working on my website, schizostudios.org, trying to figure out how to get it going. Subscribe to the podcast, like, follow, share the podcast with other listeners. Feel free to donate at any of the links I provide for the GoFundMe, the PayPal, or the three Stripe donation links. But I want to thank you for your time today. And I will stay for now and say namaste. My inner light and my light sees your light. I do not physically, I may not spiritually, but I believe in the light that you are and that you can be and that you can become. In the greater light that you will be and are becoming.